Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
About to flow, collateral damage. I manage to maintain to explain. We hit it, evolve, but any damn thing change.
I'm proud of
you,
man.
Thank you for joining me for episode 47. Change. In our what seems like a never-ending journey in a search for our true inner happiness, we all will come to a section where you will realize to get where you want to go, something or someone will have to change. What do you do when you are the something or someone in need of change? Change in general is hard, but voluntary change can be less painful than involuntary change. Change because of circumstances that are forced upon you. Anything forced can break something. What is change? As a noun, it's the act or instance of making or becoming different. The action of change is to make different, to alter, or to modify, to replace something with something else, to transform, to switch, to revise, to redo, to rework, to revamp, to remodel. Re, as in R and E as a prefix, means again, anew, backward. Here's a question. What's better? To take one step forward and two steps back? Or two steps forward and one step back? Or one step back to take two steps forward? Just sit on that one for a second. Change, for the most part, can be scary. Fear of the unknown. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know, right? What I know is familiar to me. Familiarity breeds comfort. We all like to be comfortable, right? You can also find comfort in a bad situation because it's the devil you're used to or the devil you trained yourself to tolerate. What is the meaning of tolerate? To allow the existence, occurrence, or practice of something that one does not necessarily like or agree with without interference. To accept or endure something unpleasant or dislike with forbearance. Damn, that sounds like a real party, don't it? Why would you accept that pain but not be willing to go through the uncomfortable journey of change, which can be just as painful, but with a better payoff at the end for you? Do we give people enough space to change? I know your first thought is yes, but let me use something as simple as music. Your favorite singer, band, rapper, insert your genre of music here. After giving you years of a certain sound, decide to release a different sound, the fans will be in an uproar. How dare they? What is this shit? We want the old sound back. Some of y'all may be too young to remember this, but who remembers when they came out with New Coke? How quick did the public beat Coca-Cola down to bring back the old formula? Do you think that's any different than you making a lifestyle change and the people around you in your circle trying to hold you to the old version that you're trying to walk away from? Unfortunately, the people closest to us do not give us the space to change. You may be forced to put space between you and anyone or anything that does not allow you to change. How does one go about change? First, you have to understand you need patience, discipline, and self-control just to get started. I grabbed a couple of lists to share with you that may jumpstart you guys on your way. Number one, Stop making excuses. Excuses are easy, and excuses, everyone got one, just like assholes. Set goals. Create a routine. Hold yourself accountable. Track your progress. Keep in mind, failure is an integral part of success. And the last one, exercise. Exercise helps with your thinking, learning, and judgment. But I don't want to judge. Some of y'all better start judging. Just saying. The next list I have is about 17. Some of these may overlap, may sound the same, but let's run through them. You have to have the ability to see yourself from the outside. I call this become the observer. Cultivate self-love. Train your brain to be more optimistic. Set achievable goals. Don't talk about, hey, I never ran or jogged in 30 years, and you talk about, hey, I want to run the marathon. Come on now. Just get around the block. Bolster your self-esteem. Focus on what's working. Journal your goals and progress. Take ownership. Be open to learn. You know that person that knows everything? What can you tell someone who knows it all? Nothing. Use motivational and helpful social media apps. You know, things like YouTube and stuff, things that are inspirational, not put you in a negative space. Live your own life. That's a big one there. Build a strong relationship with yourself. How many people struggle to be alone? How many people struggle to sit in silence? Treat people with respect. Learn to forgive. You know, that was a big one for me. But then I had to realize that walking around with anger, resentment, all of that, did the person who I was angry with, the person who I was mad with, it didn't hurt them at all. But when I learned that, you know, all of those negative emotions was actually doing me the harm, that's what allowed me to start letting stuff go, because, you know, I wanted to live. Lead a healthy life. Set healthy boundaries with toxic people. And don't take life too serious. Learn to laugh at yourself. You know, and one more list that I have. Again, some of these may overlap. Becoming self-aware. What is your level of self-control? Understanding your beliefs and abilities. Know why you need to change. That's for any of y'all who's sitting up there thinking I'm perfect, you know? Why should I have to change? Ain't nothing wrong with me. Are you sure about that? Journal the change. Reframe your thoughts. Change negative to positive. You know them people? You ever talk to somebody and everything that comes out their mouth is negative? You know that person that is great with saying everything that's wrong, but they have no solutions for nothing? Recognize that you look at the world out of negative glasses, and you need to take that off. Here's a big one. Decide to change your life. You have to make a decision. Learn to embrace discomfort, because change is going to be uncomfortable. And if you can't be uncomfortable and embrace the discomfort, you ain't gonna make it, bro. Straight up. Identify why you want to change your life. Yeah, you can sit up here and say, hey, I want to change. But why? Identify it. Call it out. Define the changes you want to make. Hey, I want to make changes in the way I show up in the world. I want to make changes in the way I think about the world. I want to make changes in how I'm showing up in relationships. But to make those changes, you got to be able to see where you're at and be honest with yourself. And don't go for the gusto. You know, choose one thing. One thing at a time. Set SMART goals. Again, why set a goal to run a marathon? Set a small goal of making it all the way around the block first. Then the next goal will be making it around the block twice. And then the next goal will be, hey, let me see if I can make a mile. Also, prepare yourself for the storms, because there will be stormy days. Not all days are sunny. Know who you could find support with. Get support people. And lastly, be ready to go the distance. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Everybody wants the quick fix. There ain't no surgery. There ain't no quick fix surgery you can get for change. You know, like butt injections or liposuction and all that stuff. They ain't got that for change. In the beginning, I asked the question, do you take one step forward and two steps back, or two steps forward and one step back, or one step back to go two steps forward? When thinking about this question, me personally, I believe one step back to take two steps forward is the best option. In this adventure we call life, we will come across a fallen tree in our path. Taking a step back will allow me clearer vision to see the best way around the tree. Finally, you may be thinking to yourself, I don't like pain. Paul, why should I put myself through all this? The first thing I would say is, no pain, no gain. You know how that goes. And if it was easy, everyone would have done it by now. The next thing I would say is Mark 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Thank you for joining me for episode 47, Change. You can get in touch with me on my social medias. I Am Astrology Readings on IG, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Or you can email me at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, book a reading. And y'all know how I end this every time. Know thyself and balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, what that, what should we do? The question that the searching, you diving into seeking. Bro, fossil ass, leaking, these niggas get to tweaking. Where you don't be get to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you must believe. Some people don't deceive, these stars are Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trapped, you stuck, you cannot leave. Way, man. You best be on your knees, confess your sins are moved. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you know the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it's just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain, we hit it, evolve, but any damn thing change.
I'm a star.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.